For some reason, you humans feel such a need for control. It's futile, really. We both know you're meant to follow. Even you, in your highest rank at this facility, obey someone else's orders.
The great god of mischief. I have to say, after all I've heard about you, I'm a little disappointed.
You stop at my cell, glaring at me through the glass.
You seem so ordinary. All these weeks here in this cage. Pathetic.
You turn on your heel and stride to the other end of the cell block. I've rather enjoyed my time here, actually. Toying with your mind, projecting what you expect me to be, hiding what I really am. I think by now I've convinced you that I'm helpless in this cage you've put me in, which will only help me in my quest.
What are you smirking at?
You've arrived back in front of my cell, and just as I begin to examine your features up close, the lights dim. Your face is barely lit by the glare of red from the nightlight above my cell. You're not ugly for a mortal. Oh, nothing. Nothing to smirk at. I'm just a mouse in a cage, after all.
Yes, you are.
But what if I wasn't? What if I wasn't a mouse in a cage, but rather a snake in a garden?
Does this look like a garden to you?
Well, no. But you could make any place heavenly, I'm sure. And there it is. That smile you just let slip. It's the chink in your armor.
Your tricks won't work here.
Care for a wager, then? You look around hesitantly. As I said, humans need to be led. You're the warden of this exile I've been sent to, and yet you still look around for someone else's approval and permission.
What sort of wager?
You think of something. Something you want. Your deepest desire. And, if I can guess it, you give me back my cloak from lockup. I'm rather fond of it.
You shapeshift and lie and cheat. Why would I play this game?
I thought you doubted my abilities. I catch a grin streak across your face for a moment and again see the weakness in your facade. You want to believe I'm incapable of the things I do, so you do. You're a fool, a willing pawn in my game. Besides, this ward is guarded against my charms, isn't it? I study your face as you consider my proposal.
And if I win?
If you win, I'll remain silent for 1 week. No jokes, no snide comments, just quiet.
If it will get you to shut up, why not?
Excellent. You'll need to close your eyes. You hesitate and instinctively grip your sword a little tighter. Relax. Not only am I in a cell that is warded against me, but I'm also shackled. You reluctantly close your eyes and I take a moment to study your appearance. Your hair is perfectly placed. Your outfit tight, but not too tight. Your sword is handcrafted, I suspect by someone you're close to, as I can make out some initials carved into the hilt. A stay just like that. Let me see if I can guess. Your deepest desires. All of this is, of course, for your benefit. I compromised one of your lower-level guards weeks ago when she was cleaning out my cell. She leaves her radio on for me, so I get to know more about my surroundings, and I hear all sorts of things when you go back to your office. It will be quite helpful when I inevitably escape this wretched place. Until then, toying with you is just too much fun. I'm going to say it's something quite surprising.
You're a genius.
You're filthy, aren't you? But not in the way most would think. No. No, you want something else. Something darker. Your eyes remain closed, but you shift slightly and your grip tightens on your sword. You get off on being in command. Controlling your prisoners. It's what you think about, isn't it? When you go home to your loft on Grant Street. Your eyes fling open and you study my face.
I don't know what you're...
You climb into your bed and you think about their hands on you. Their lips, their tongues. All these animals you hold captive. You want one, don't you? You want one of these animals. The ones you love to keep locked up to take you... Like a savage. In fact, I'll say that your deepest desire is to come into one of these cells and... Well, you know. Your eyes are wide and fixed on me, and your sword has become slightly unsheathed. A new wager, if I may. You come in here, and I promise I'll give it to you. Exactly the way you want it. The way no one else could. I won't even try to escape. To be honest, you intrigue me. I'd very much like to see how this goes.
No, absolutely not.
You begin to turn away from me. But the pull of desire is too much, and you secure your sword back in place, letting your hands rest at your sides. I study your frame. I have to say, of all these mortals, you are quite unique. Perhaps it's not that absurd, my brother becoming so attached to you all. Now, come on. You want this. You follow the rules, always. Just this once. Do what you... want. Your eyes are full of lust, and you unsheath your sword quickly, pointing it directly above us. With one swift motion, you cut the wire of the camera on this cell block. Your face, oh, you look thrilled, as if you need a reason to unleash this. You can claim later that I tempted and manipulated you, but we both know that's not entirely true.
If you so much as try.
Shackled, remember? You slide your sword back into place and unlock the door with the keys dangling around your neck. You stop just before me and hesitate for a moment. I slowly raise my shackled hands and show you my open palms. You'll trust me. Humans never learn. Within an instant, your lips are on mine. Suddenly, you pull away.
On your knees, inmate.
You push me roughly onto my knees, and I stare down at the ground, letting you own the moment. You circle around me, trailing your fingers across my flesh. Once you're back in front of me, you strip your hair out of its ties and it cascades around your shoulders.
I am still in control here. If you ever let word of this slip...
Of course. Oh, well.
I'm what, exactly?
Unlike anything I've ever seen. You're stunning. Your cheeks flush red for a moment, and I bite back a chuckle at how simple you all are. One comment like that, and you're lost. You kneel down in front of me, tracing my chest with your fingers. I can see the hunger in your eyes, the desires to be used. But I must wait for the right moment. You want your power being stripped from you in a moment you least expect. You long for it, crave it. It's been a long time since I've felt someone's touch. You're baiting me, testing me. But I said I'd fulfill your desires, and I am a god of my word. Well, sometimes.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.